This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right, folks. At 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales, Primary Care Plus. We just finished the ribbon cutting, and folks are enjoying their lunch now. Come on by, say hello, visit with the doctors, the staff, tell them hello, and check in over here. I mean, this is the place to be in Gonzales today for sure. We are joined by Dr. Mark Sayas. He is actually the doctor who's going to be at this location here at Primary Care Plus. And Doc, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let me just warn the audience, another Norman. And we were just talking that they have figured out going back to 1601, the family started in Normandy. And have you been to Normandy?
No, I've been to southern France only.
And I know I was just talking to Dr. Ellers. He said he was there last year, and I was telling him that I received a letter from one of my cousins that found the original house where the Normans started in Normandy.
Wow.
And I need to hook up with that cousin. There's so many cousins I haven't met. We're all related somehow or another. We're all from a small geographic area, right? So it's been a lot of fun. I didn't know the Normans had migrated south of Baton Rouge as strong as they have. We're really reaching out here in the state of Louisiana. But, Doc, so you're going to be at this facility. Congratulations. Ribbon cutting today. I'm sure it's very exciting for you.
Yes, it's been a great time to meet the members of the community, the outpour of love and support. Our very special mayor, Tim Riley, attended. It was just a really good event. And, you know, we are excited for everyone to come and see our new clinic.
So how long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
I started Primary Plus last fall in September.
Oh, but you've been practicing for a long time, mostly here in Louisiana?
Yes, I'm a native of Louisiana and did my training at Charity Hospital as well as Tulane, Touro, Veterans, Methodist, and parts and places beyond.
A lot of places that ain't there no more.
They're not there. And I got the silver sideburns to prove it.
Yes. You know, primary care physicians are a special group of folks, right? I mean, you deal with, you know, a healthcare population that sometimes can be challenging. The whole delivery of medicine, I'm sure over your 30 years of practicing, has changed in incredible ways and continues to change every day, right?
Right. In primary care, it's important to remember that this is the entry point into the medical care system. Well, in that circumstance, many of our patients have never been truly oriented to it, and therefore they're not comfortable always. And so it's real important that we as healthcare providers provide an atmosphere that introduces them to the concept of primary care, or we call continuity of care is how it was trained in UMC. And not only that, but to welcome them and to try to allay a lot of their fears. Once you go to the specialist, you've already been through that gauntlet of challenges. And so it's a little bit different when you're there. But when you come to us for the first time, there's a challenge. And we meet that challenge. We definitely rise to it.
And obviously, over your 30-year career, you've seen all the iterations of medicine, right? And
starting off at charity.
Yeah. You're battle-tested, for sure. This model is vastly different from most, and you've seen the other models and the iterations. What draws you to this, and why is it so important to you?
So that is such a good question, Newell. And it actually is just the core of what I'm even here for and speaking about, to be honest with you. You hit it right on the button. So in the model that I was trained in was a quantity model. And so providers and hospitals were paid for foot traffic, the number of people that roll through those doors. Well, that makes a sense. You kill what you eat, what you kill.
And your compensation was actually based on that.
It was
right?
Based on that, absolutely. So the federal government looked into the problem of why weren't the senior citizens receiving the type of care that would improve their outcome. And so Washington, through Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, created a quality program. So the dynamic is a bipolar one. You have the quantity, and as I was telling the audience earlier, I worked in urgent care, and that is a quantity-based model. And hands down, it's necessary. This is not a judgment zone for anything.
Yeah.
And
I tell it's not a criticism.
It's not a criticism. I tell the patients that, in fact, when they come in, the first thing I tell them is, remember, we're a no-judgment zone.
Right.
But anyway, but it's a comparison. So look at it that way. They're there to see as many patients as need them and roll them through those doors. And I did that for 5 years. I was in the middle of COVID. I got COVID 4 times as a result of it. And I loved working with people. Oh, my gosh, in any role. But it really is different from primary care in that our model is what you call quality. And by quality, it sounds quaint, but it's really just a designation. I'm not saying primary care doesn't, that urgent care did not do quality. That's not the point. But it's a quality model in the sense that we get reimbursed or we keep our jobs based on the quality of care given to each of our patients across the lines from 18 and up, which means that our care is tracked through computer models and
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Complex mathematical and computational programs that take this data and they give us feedback on it so we can see where we've fallen down and pick ourselves up.
Is the focus really more than designed for health as opposed to sickness, keeping people healthy?
Yeah, and that's a good point, too. So remember that it's always better to escape a train crash than to be in one.
Yeah.
And so when I talk to patients, I tell them that basically that this office is to keep you off those tracks, because once the train has come and you are on it, you are done. We can't reverse that disease.
I like to say the more highs in life you can experience as opposed to the lows, the better off you're going to be, right?
You got it, Neil.
And the same holds true in healthcare as well.
Well said.
You know, and it's funny. I mean, people... And I guess maybe it's just the complexity of healthcare that creates the angst and anxiety, the constant changing of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I happen to serve on a hospital board for over 20 years, so I know it fairly well. And I'm always surprised by how people are able to stay current, because the changes, it's so dynamic. There's so many, and they move fast.
They do. And you were actually right in the middle of the most brisk change. And that had to do a lot with CMS's meaningful use, which I won't go into. It's pretty complicated, which actually put in place the widespread use of computers. And you saw that. And you saw how it affected that hospital and those providers. And I dare say that some of those effects were pretty profound.
Well, they were, because of the contact being limited, you know, and that's what I love about visiting with Primary Care Plus folks. And, you know, I've been to a number of these ribbon cuttings, and hopefully we'll be at more, because I'm really intrigued by the model. And I'm also intrigued and understand the importance of it, because I've actually had the opportunity to talk to patients and their reaction. You know, to it. It just removes a lot of the questions and angst, anxiety. You see it every day.
And so absolutely right. And the other side of that coin is that the provider comes to work and is also satisfied with the outcome, because instead of pushing the patient off, saying we can't take care of that today, okay, and running out the room, which is what a lot of it happens in quantity care, because you don't have the time. Instead of that, we have up to an hour or so, and we don't ever need to tell the patient that. In fact, what we know we can do is come in that room, introduce ourselves, sit down, and keep our mouths shut, and listen. And that's what we do at Quality Medicine. We listen to the patient.
Listening's powerful, right?
It is. That's therapeutic. I told a patient yesterday that just that ability to vent frustration, anger, fears, and tears with your doctor just sitting in front of you, listening without being rushed, it's a therapy in itself.
No doubt. In our state, we don't score well. In a bunch of different categories as it relates to health outcomes. So the challenge is here, right?
So part of that, you know, there's a lot of pieces to that puzzle, and we could be hours on it, but just one little snippet I'd like to say is that what I've come to see is that a lot of our underprivileged communities, they never had access to quality medicine. If they did get medicine, it was to be in a fly-by-night doctor's office, maybe, or in the emergency room, and it was never a comprehensive continuity base. So what my point is, in our underserved, underprivileged communities, they were never oriented to what good health care can be. And in our business, a lot of those communities are now in the Medicare spectrum. Mm-hmm. So they're coming to us now not having ever seen what quality medicine can do. And I'm telling you, in my 37 years of medicine, it is a dramatic difference. When you see their faces, they know.
I talked to Dr. Ehlers about this. I wanted to get your reaction. You know, you guys spend a lot of time kind of directing people in the right place, right? And coordinating. And when you talk about that continuum mm-hmm. of care, making sure that there's a follow-up, navigating them through the process, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And y'all are big in navigation. What do you hear from patients, you know, that have reaped the benefit of that? And you know, what do they come back and tell you on the next visit?
Well, here's what they say in the first visit. And I'm only saying this because you've asked me, not because I'm trying to pat myself on the back, because I don't do that. It's not appropriate. But what they say in front of me, sometimes in tears, is, "Doc, I've never spoken to a doctor like this before." And that is the biggest compliment I can ever get.
They have never had
that experience. And you can see the tension and the anxiety and the fear and the hurt begin to just pass out of them. And it's a moment.
Well, you know, I just look at my own personal experiences, you know, dealing with elderly parents for years, other family members dealing with elderly parents. They come back. Well, what did the doctor say? Well, yeah, not much. Well, did you ask this? No, I forgot. Did you ask that? I mean, we even sent them with the list of questions sometimes, you know. And how long were you in there? You know, it's like 6 minutes, 7 minutes, you know, not long. What happens is I think they get all caught up in the moment, you know. I mean, I'm getting gray too, Doc. You know, and I know that there are things that just kind of get away from me that didn't 20 years ago, right? I would have been all over it.
New, you must be in my head right now, not my heart. So one of the things that I tell my patients is that I'm not a typist, I'm a tapist. And so what I do is I dictate. And I say I dictate in front of you for a reason, because I want you to know exactly what I'm saying about you and this illness. If I've got anything wrong, I need you to correct me right away. The second point is, I'm giving you this. So don't try to remember or memorize these instructions. It's too much stuff.
Right.
And you're feeling bad. So just remember that you're going to walk home with all these instructions and patient education, and then the chance when you get home to turn around and call me right back to ask me questions about what just happened. The other thing I tell them is, I'm giving you all your records. So when they come in and they've been at a hospital, where it be East Jefferson, or they've been to Touro, or they've been to Baton Rouge General, I get that record printed and I say, this is your record. In addition to mine, here's your lab results. Put them in a folder and keep your folder sacred. Whenever illness calls upon you, bring that folder with you. It can save time, steps.
Save your life.
Your life, unnecessary invasive procedures in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. The doctors, instead of scrambling, can all of a sudden stop, focus on your record and you, and then begin the healing, as opposed to the other system. So it's a very powerful.
Look, as you can see, I'm a paper person. I got to print everything out. I don't rely on electronics. I am electronically challenged, right? So I got to print it out. There's a level of comfort that's created with that, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's like the teddy bear.
Yeah.
You know, I can have my records, hug my records, know where my records are, you know, and reread it if I need to better understand it, share it with whoever, you know, with the family member who's trying to navigate this, but is at work, can't get off, you know, and helping in so many different ways. I mean, I love this conversation because it really is patient-centered.
It is. And can you imagine having a family member that's got dementia? And we see a lot of folks with that. The doctor going...
I'm dealing with that right now with my mom.
Bingo. And my mother as well. Same place as you knew. And could you imagine the patient being brought in, say, by a caretaker, and you going over that, you know, the medical record, the problems, and them walking out without papers, without written instructions. Can you imagine the system when they go home?
No.
How is that going to work? It doesn't. It cannot work.
It doesn't work. You know, and no matter what system, and I don't mean this as being hypercritical, but it doesn't matter what system you're in. There are deficiencies, to say the least, for any number of reasons. So from an operational,
no place is perfect.
You
know, nobody.
You have all these whips, these works and processes, and they don't always align. You know. But the one person who's never going to have it or can compel it to align is the patient. That we know for sure, right? It requires everyone else to create the alignment.
Yes.
And it seems as though y'all have spent a lot of time creating the alignment.
Think of the primary care doctor. They used to call us the gatekeepers, and I don't know if I like that term. We're more like the train conductor. We make sure the train's ready to roll, that the staff that support the train are competent and effective and ready to work. And then I go through that train and I look at and check on every patient for their welfare. I'm more like a train conductor. And that's what primary care should be. And that's what quality care model allows for.
Absolutely. Dr. Mark Sayas, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on the opening of this facility. I can tell you're very proud of your role here. And I can tell that the staff here is very excited, you know, and I'm sure that's in large part to everything that y'all do here for sure. Really appreciate this conversation. Mm. And we are broadcasting live from the Primary Care Plus grand opening in Gonzales at 1702 North Burnside Avenue. Come on by, say hello. They got a bunch of donuts, food. They got all kinds of stuff happening here. Some health bars, all kinds of things to eat. Come on by, say hello, check in, see if this is the place for you. I would suspect that it is. You can visit primarycareplus.com or you can give them a call at 225-706-8050 today. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.